Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today we are joined by Jan Schaubel. She is part of the board of directors at the Upper Merion Emergency Aid, otherwise known as the UMEA. And Jen, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here.
What is the UMEA and how did you get involved with it?
Sure. So this is a very old organization within the township. It was founded in 1942 when the country was still at war. Remembering back to our history lessons, all of the rationing that was occurring, you know, a lot of men were at war, women were struggling to feed their families, to give their families what they needed. And so a group of women banded together in the township to form what was then called Upper Merion Emergency Relief. And over the years, the organization evolved and changed its name to Upper Merion Emergency Aid. So today, you know, things have progressed nicely. We have split some duties. We used to provide food for needy families within the township, but now we have really given that over to the Upper Merion Community Cupboard, who is a fabulous partner for us. So our primary mission right now is we have families that we adopt through, typically they come to us through the school district, sometimes through other means. We're starting to get some families that come to us through the cupboard, families who just need a little bit of extra help, families that don't have enough to make the rent and the utilities and the food, and then still provide for their children. So we get some different grants throughout the year, through the Valley Forge Casino, the BCA grants. Also Upper Merion Foundation has given us some money as well. We use those monies, since we are a purely volunteer organization, everything that we receive donation-wise gets passed back out to our families. We do a back-to-school project for our kids. We do school supplies. We do school shoes, which is always a lot of fun to watch and see what the kids pick out each year and what the latest styles are. I'm much more up on trends than I used to be since I've started doing this. Our big event every year is the holiday shop. We run it every December. It's for our families first, the families that Upper Merion Emergency Aid adopts, but then we open it later in the day to the community cupboard families as well. And that's where families can come in and select one or two toys, you know, for each child in their family under the age of 18. So how I got involved in this organization, back in 2017, Maggie Caverly, who's one of our board members, she was my daughter's librarian at Roberts Elementary School back in the day when my daughters were still young enough to be in elementary school. And I had expressed a lot of interest to Maggie back and forth, just, you know, kind of trying to understand what the mission was and what was done. And Maggie said to me, it was really cute one evening, she said, you know, you seem to be really interested in this. Why don't you join our board? And I have a gross inability to say no, especially when it comes to a really good cause like this. So I said, of course, I would be happy to. So that was kind of my entryway into Upper Merion Emergency Aid. And as time has gone by, I've tried to take, you know, a little bit of a larger role in our board. So we have a rather small board. Barb McEvogue, Pat Ryan, Maggie Caverly, they're our big three. They do the lion's share of the work. But then rounding out the board is myself, obviously, Pat Ward, Hope McDougall, and Kristen Moss as well. So it's the holiday shop, it takes all hands for sure on that day. But the other large thing that we do in the community that sometimes goes probably unrealized, some of the need in the community is people just have trouble meeting everyday bills. So we provide emergency funding relief for families up to a certain amount, a dollar amount a year. We are not an unlimited resource, but we just recently had a couple people come to us, one through the school district, one through the cupboard, just needed a little help making rent, making utility bills, sometimes paying medical bills, things of that sort. So that's really what we try to do as well. And you know, we keep that, you know, we obviously don't reveal who these families are because we would never want them to feel, you know, like awkward about it. And we want them to come to us for help. So that's really our primary mission throughout the year. And the other thing that we're encouraging our families to do when they come to us for emergency funding, we're now starting to ask the question, are you part of the Upper Merion Community Cupboard? Because food insufficiency is just really a big problem in the township and really in the country as a whole. But the township and the county, you know, Montgomery County, really have a lot of great options, you know, to address food insufficiency. So first line of defense in our township, obviously, is Upper Merion Community Cupboard. So we are trying to make sure that our families are enrolled there so that they can go get food once a week, because that saves so much money if you don't have to buy food. And that should eventually lessen the need for some of the requests for emergency funding. So we're all trying to work together to get our families to where they need to be.
Which is pretty cool. And Jen, the thing that really got me when you're giving a background is the awareness of this group. Like, mm-hmm. how do people find out about it? Because if I didn't know who you were, I would not be aware of what this service is provided, especially here in the community, because it seems to be doing a great job, and it's sort of like an unsung hero.
Yes, it is in a lot of ways, but it's funny, pockets of people know who we are. So we get a ton of support from the school district, from the police department, from the community cupboard. People who are within the school district, all of the school social workers, they know exactly who we are and how to get in touch with us. You know, if they identify a family, you know, that isn't already on our list, but a family who could use a little bit of extra help. You know, the police department, I've actually gotten some calls and texts over the on a weekend saying, hey, we have this guy, you know, what do we do? And so then we can get some things rolling for that person as well. He needed some food on an emergency basis. So the cupboard obviously wasn't in existence then. So we gave him some gift cards, some giant gift cards, you know, and just kind of did things that way. Churches and synagogues have also been hugely supportive of us. They do, back in the day when we used to do food, they would do food drives for us, you know, school supply drives. A lot of the schools in the township do that as well. Or some of the schools will adopt a family, you know, for our holiday shop. So there are certainly pockets of people who know who we are, but, you know, it's always great to get the word out there a little bit more, especially since we are a purely volunteer-driven organization that, you know, we really rely on either grants or donations from people.
Yeah, because, like, the organization's been around for over 80 years.
Yes.
That's the thing that I would think that when you're trying to get volunteers, people are, it's established, it's well known. What are some of the ideal ways to get people to volunteer? Because volunteers are always greatly needed.
Absolutely. So, you know, we would never turn anyone away from volunteering at the holiday shop. It is a lot of work. I'm always so grateful to the police department, who not only helps us collect toys and does the big lift, the heavy lift, literally, you know, through the internet, but then also physically. They gather all of the toys, they bring them into Freedom Hall for us. They always help me set up. Susan Bednar from the community relations group, she always spearheads the efforts and makes sure that we have plenty of bodies there to help get set up, but it gets a little hectic throughout the day. So we would never turn a volunteer away from helping us, kind of helping the families walk through. We get a lot of volunteers from the community cupboard who come over as well to help us that day.
Yeah, so they're wearing two hats
for both of them,
which is nice.
Yeah.
Good synergy,
yes.
I guess is a better way
to put it. Absolutely.
The one thing I was interested about, because you were saying like you were giving out gift cards, are you allowed to approach like restaurants or places who obviously sell food that might have leftover that you could use to share with someone in need?
So most of the food insufficiency now is addressed by the community cupboard. So what we would do, if we identified a family who was food insufficient, we would just direct them to the community cupboard.
Okay.
You know, we might get it, again, if it's on a weekend night or a time when the cupboard isn't open, mm-hmm. then we would, if we have a gift card or we have, you know, a few dollars to give them, we would give them something to tide them over.
The holiday shop. Yep. It's like a big event for the UMEA, and it's held in Freedom Hall here in Upper Marion Township. Not just anybody could just walk in. I think we should clarify that, right?
Yep, I think that's an important point to clarify. So first priority for us are the families on our list. And again, those are families that typically come to us through the school district. And then after that, later in the day, so this, we usually run this from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we'll let our families come first and kind of get the first pick of everything. But of course, it depends on everybody's work schedules and when they can or can't come. And then after that, we let families from the cupboard come. But it can't just be anybody walking in. They have to have a piece of paper from the cupboard that basically says that they can come to the holiday shop to get toys for their families as well.
Is there a length of time? Like, is it a window? What's the window of opportunity?
Yeah, so what we do is we try to give people specific times. So I run a supply chain for a living, so I always like to try to improve the process each year. So we've gotten a little bit better about making sure that it's spaced out enough so that we don't have 25 people show up at once. That happened one year when we first started introducing the cupboard, and it was chaotic and overwhelming, you know, for our volunteers. So we tried to avoid that happening. So what we do now is we have Pat Ryan and Barb McElvogue. They with Maggie Caverly, they sit out in front of Freedom Hall. They check people in and they make sure that there is a volunteer ready and able to walk through with each person coming to do the shopping, so that it's a little less. It's a little bit more of a controlled atmosphere. And it also makes, you know, it makes it a lot of fun, I think, for the families who come, because we are all at different points in our lives. You know, I can offer, my daughters are no longer teens, but I can still offer some insight into what teens like based on, you know, what I know. But then I'm also back in the babysit with my grandchildren as well as our all of our board members too. So, you know, we all kind of have our unique expertise, and sometimes we'll pick and choose which families we want to pick. It's like, oh, you have two little girls. Well, I have two daughters. Why don't I help you? Versus my one girlfriend, Kathy Roberts, who usually helps at the holiday shop. She has two boys, so she's a little bit more well-versed in you know, toys that boys might like. So we all kind of figure out what works, but we try to give our families that come to us again through the school district kind of a 30-minute window. Like, okay, we need you to come at 11, definitely by 11:30, because then we have more families. Maggie Caverly does a phenomenal job scheduling these families in each year. You know, she'll come to us with, you know, with her sheet of, you know, here's the family, here's what time they're coming, here's the number of people that they're shopping for. It just makes it much more organized and things run much more smoothly.
Well, what happens if someone doesn't meet that time frame? Do they get pushed back or?
So they don't. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, we are obviously here to help people. We are, you know, we love our families and we treat them like they're our own. And, you know, if they're running late from work, they will typically text Maggie and just say, you know, hey, I'm stuck at work. It happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is if they say that I just can't come today, what we'll do is then one of the volunteers will take the list of children that we're shopping for and we'll shop for them based on what we think they might like, which is basically broken down by age and gender at that point. And then we'll just set those toys aside so no one else takes them. And then we will figure out the best way to get it to the family.
Yeah, that was my next question, and I didn't want to assume this, but mm-hmm. I'm sure there's different age groups that want different things. Like
yes.
You mentioned gift cards or toys. So I would say a teenager's going right to the gift cards.
Absolutely. So interestingly, sometimes the teenagers come with the parents, which is not supposed to happen. This is for the parents to shop, but you know, sometimes the teens come along, which again, we welcome them. One of my old employers, Paratech Pharmaceuticals, located on First Avenue in King of Prussia, when probably for 3 or 4 years, they very generously donated to the toy drive. And since I was able to have a hand in it, when we set up our Amazon wish list, we targeted that to teens, because sometimes, you know, everybody wants to buy a Christmas toy or a holiday toy for a small child because that's fun. The magic of Santa and the magic mm-hmm. of the holidays. Sometimes the teens tend to get a little bit forgotten. And that's, you know, that's very near and dear to my heart because I can't imagine the pain of being a teenager and not getting anything for the holidays. So Paratech always targeted the Amazon registry to teens. So one night, my husband and I came home from church to 17 boxes from my coworkers at the time, from my coworkers. It all arrived from Amazon on the same day. So imagine our confusion at first.
We were good a little perplexed.
It was a great problem to have, but we were trying to figure out. We referred to our house as the shipping hub, for a while. So
an Amazon substation.
Exactly. We were definitely an Amazon substation.
And I'm sure your husband must have loved that.
He thought thought I ordered it all. So he was quite relieved when he found out that I indeed did not. But again, the Paratech employees were just so generous. And our teen table, we make a table for the teens. It was really robust for a few years, which was so fun to see. And the parents, when they would come in, they would be like, oh my gosh, you have the Stanley Cups. You have the smiley face slippers. My team would love that. My team doesn't like anything. You know, so yeah. it was really just really, really great and uplifting, you know, the way my former company really pitched in and helped. And we do, so that was how we did it when I was at Paratech. But then when the Upper Marion Police Department sets up the gift registry to get the toys that are brought up here or shipped to the township, that's done through Target. And Target has done a phenomenal job helping us set up the gift registry, making sure that it is again targeted. And then, you know, sometimes midway through, I'll text Susan Bednar and I'll say, you know, well, we have a lot of teens this year. Do you have some teen stuff in there? She's like, well, I can go in and add more. So again, we make sure that all age groups are taken care of.
I like the way you slipped in that pun, targeted.
Absolutely. Target with Target.
Slick.
Yes.
Very slick.
Target's one of my favorite stores.
Well, if you wanted to volunteer, or not even volunteer, but donate, how would you go about doing so?
Sure. So we can always use financial donations. Again, we are a purely volunteer organization, so everything that comes in goes right back out to our families. You can reach out to me. You can text me 610-721-5832 or call, which is the old fashioned way of doing things as I understand it.
Do they ever email you?
They can also email me. My email address is jen.schauble@comcast.net. So I would invite anybody to reach out, or if anybody's just interested in hearing more about our organization, always happy to promote such a worthy cause.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing that everything that they do. And I'm sure when you're getting this holiday shop together, it takes an army to put this together, because it lasts an extended period of time.
It does. It does. And again, the police department does such a wonderful job and is such a great partner for us. You know, we show up in the morning and they're bringing all the boxes in, and it looks absolutely chaotic. It looks like a toy store exploded at first. But then I figure out kind of the layout of the tables, and everybody tries to remember what we did the year before, which as we all get older, no one really can. So we just sort of make it up on the fly. And, you know, we just start putting things places, and then throughout the day we'll rearrange. So it does take a lot of people that day, but it's just such a great day. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
It's funny because the first thing I think of when you say a lot of people, I could see like the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts all chipping in when you're having an army set everything up.
Yes.
It sounds like it's a fun environment to set things up for the people that are in need.
Absolutely. Yeah. We try to make it fun. You know, I'll walk by and there's a football flying over my head or something like that. And, you know, again, it's great. And we all then can reminisce when we see the little kid toys. It's like, oh, well, I remember when my kids used to play that. And we've determined, sadly, that a lot of families don't play board games anymore, which just makes me sad because board games are so great. So a lot of years what we do is if we have a lot of board games or a lot of puzzles, we'll hand each family a game and say, you're going to go play this with your family. We encourage you. So, you know, we're hoping to promote kind of family togetherness that way as well, with the understanding, of course, everybody is busy. We all just do our best to get through each workday, school day, activity day, you know, but we like to promote board games.
Jen, you told us a lot about the holiday shop, mm-hmm. and I know you have a back-to-school shoe program. Are there similarities or big differences between the two programs?
Yeah, so I would say there's some similarities, Chuck. So how the school shoe drive works compared to the holiday shop is the holiday shop we open to the community covered families as well. The school shoes are just for our families that have come to us through the school district, the families that are on our list, essentially. And again, Maggie Caverly sets up all of the appointments and everything so that we don't have 25 families showing up for shoes at once, but that it's a little bit more organized. And Barb McEvogue and Pat Ryan have done a great job finding us places to go, because we used to go to Modell's, you know, every year. They were a fabulous partner for us, but they're no longer in the mall, as you're aware. Then we went to Famous Footwear and Gateway Shopping Center, but they're now closed as well. So this year we went to DSW, and all of these places give us a little bit of a discount as well, which is great. You know, and then we get kind of the cashback rewards program that we can apply to other shoes that are purchased, because we do it on two different nights. So It's just a little bit different in that it's just our families.
Yeah, it's funny. You'll laugh at this because I just envisioned you sitting there trying shoes on, different people coming into Freedom Hall. Because I know the holiday shops at Freedom Hall, not something. Is the back to school program in the same spot, but you actually go to DSW?
We do. Good. They were a great partner for us this year.
Now, the people that are in need, are they just able to go in and pick out whatever they want? Like, how does that process work?
Yep. So there's a dollar amount that's kind of a capped dollar amount based on the age of the child. So obviously little kid shoes are less expensive than big kid shoes. So we give everybody a capped dollar amount and we tell them that they are welcome to buy something that's more expensive than that, but then they would have to make up the difference.
Oh, okay. So there is a small fee if they want something a little extra.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And it has to be for school, so they're not able to buy like track shoes or sneakers or anything.
Well,
like that.
I have to say we get the kids primarily sneakers. Okay. You know, once in a blue moon, you know, a child will pick more of like a loafer style or what you would think of as the traditional school shoe back to when you and I were young. Right. But most of the kids want sneakers now.
Oh,
they are more comfortable.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. So and people don't donate shoes, they just get them at DSW.
Correct, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. I know with the toy drive, the holiday shop, you can donate a toy.
Correct.
Here, would people like donate a gift card to DSW if they wanted to do that?
So what we would typically ask, I mean, they could do that, I suppose. You know, that's, we will never turn down, you know, a gift card of any sort or certainly a monetary donation. Because it all kind of comes out of the same coffer. So we get grants from BCA, Valley Forge Casino every year. That is, we typically write that grant around the school, the need for school shoes and school supplies. And then the Upper Marion Foundation grant that we just received few weeks ago, that one was written more around emergency funding that would be needed throughout the year for families. And then, you know, as a backup to that, to use all the funds if any were left over, we would apply that towards the holiday shop.
Now, asking for grants could be rather complicated. Yep. Who on the board is responsible for putting these grant proposals together? Because it's not an easy task.
No, it's not. Pat Ryan, she does a phenomenal job. She does the BCA grant every year, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And then I saw every week the township puts out a weekly newsletter that comes to you through your email, and I saw in there this Upper Marion Foundation. So I said to Pat and Barb, you know, should we do this? And they were both kind of like, well, you can do it if you want. I had never written a grant before, but the process made it very, very easy.
Oh, okay.
So it was a little less stressful than I initially thought it would be. And again, the Upper Marion Foundation was incredibly generous.
That's nice. That's very nice. And if someone volunteered for your organization, is that something that you would be looking for? Or what are some of the... So say, for instance, I'm looking to volunteer.
Yep.
How would you slot a certain volunteer to do a certain job in the organization?
Yep. I would say the day of the year where we need the most... the most help is for the holiday shop. And, you know, if you volunteer for that, wear comfortable shoes. I made that mistake one year, never again. you know, because it is, you are on your feet, you know, pretty much all, I stay all day, as do all of the board members. So, you know, you're there all day, it's a long day. But other than that, you know, if somebody, for instance, wanted to collect some toys, like through their church or through an organization that they're a part of, we would certainly welcome that as well.
Now, all the board members, are they all located here in Upper Marion Township?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
So I'll put you on the spot. How many board members are there?
Oh, now I have to count. Let's see. So there's our big three, Pat, Barb, and Maggie, and then myself, Kristen, Pat. Seven.
Oh, wow.
There's seven of us.
The Magnificent Seven.
Yes, exactly.
That's very nice.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. And it's a great group of women. And I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the husbands out there who, you know, help us clear the Amazon boxes off the front porch, help us bring stuff into the holiday shop, help us volunteer at the holiday shop, and just in general, you know, help us where we need help the most, you know, throughout the year and in getting our families what they need.
And that's a nice shout out there. But someone watching this program now and they would like to volunteer, how would they go about doing so?
Yeah, so I would, again, please reach out to me. My cell number is 610-721-5832. My email address is jen.schauble@comcast.net. We do also have a Facebook page. It's not a very active page, I would say. So if people want to reach out to me directly, I think that would be the best way. And then I can put them in touch with anybody else as needed.
Yeah, because I would think someone watching this program might Google like UMEA and try to find out more information. That's probably what they tend to do.
Yep. Yeah, you know? Just reach out to me directly and I'm happy to answer any questions that come along.
So how often do the board members meet?
Yeah, so, you know, COVID really kind of changed the face of everything in a lot of aspects, right? So we used to meet in person probably 4 times a year. We typically do it by Zoom now. You know, we are all busy. We all have very, very full lives, but volunteering is hugely important to us. But we found that a Zoom meeting really works. So we try to do that 2 or 3 times a year.
That's nice.
And then we exchange a lot of emails in between. So, you know, for anybody that thinks that we might, you know, just rest and go back to doing nothing in between the holiday shop and the school supply and shoe drive, that's not actually the case. You know, we're still all very busy and in constant contact with each other.
And I'll tell you why I asked, because like someone could watch this program and say, you know, this is an organization I could find myself being a good fit for. Do they meet at a certain spot at all? Or would they have to come to like the back to school shoe drive or the holiday shop to get more information?
Yep. No, they can just reach out to me directly and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah. And the schools too, because a good part, I guess, of the information that's shared through your organization comes through the school system.
It does.
How often do they reach out to you or do you have to reach out to them?
So, no, the school social workers are phenomenal. They identify a family in need. They contact typically Barb or Pat right away and we get them set up with what they need.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So as we wrap up the program, it's always nice to share contact information. I'd like to ask you one more time to let people watching this program, they want to volunteer, they want to donate, as you said, toys or gift cards are more than welcome, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll even take a check made out to Upper Marion Emergency Aid. But again, please contact me directly, 610-721-5832, or at my email, jen.schauble@comcast.net.
Well, Jen, I would like to thank you for the job you're doing, especially in Upper Marion Township. Fabulous work, and it's a great organization. Jen Schauble, she is part of the board of directors for the Upper Marion Emergency Aid. She has been our guest here today on Community Connections. From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.